Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air today. This game, Washington County versus Belleville in seven-year-old softball, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Pod Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez of Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Glenn College, Coach's Insurance, Tillman General Contractor, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Glen North Architectural, Alvin Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Road Chevrolet Buick GMC, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Dick Raffles, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thriving Financial, La Morelos Meat Markets, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kanjera Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with the pregame with your host, Javi Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
From the Whataburger inbox to your speaker, Kayla writes, I'm dead because of no mushroom Swiss. We checked it out, and Kayla, though a bit dramatic, is totally fine. And that's great, because the mushroom Swiss burger is totally back, just like Kayla loved. Loves! With grilled mushrooms, melty cheese, and creamy au jus sauce. Kayla, don't mess with us like that. The skull emoji is not for playing around. The mushroom Swiss burger is back for a limited time. What a burger!
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
All righty, Javi Jr. here with KWHI Sports as we come out to Sealy, where we have the first case of Little League action for the year and plenty of excited faces here in the crowd as we get started with the seven-year-olds today. They'll be playing Coach Pitch, and we're already warming up out here. We have Belleville out on the field warming up, and they'll be playing Washington County. Belleville, of course, wearing red with white sleeves, tops, and black bottoms, while Brenham is in their green tops with white bottoms, representing their towns, of course, and their counties with the classic colors of where they come from. And today it is a bit of a humid day. Plenty of humidity in the air, though thankfully there is nice coverage from the clouds, keeping it nice and cool, so not too hot. But you know how that Texas humidity can get to you here in the outside, and that's definitely the kind of environment we have today. And it is very, very, of course, characteristic of Texas, especially for the season that we're in, and it's just baseball season as we are in the middle of towards the end of high school playoffs, and this kind of weather is indicative that there is some meaningful baseball and softball action to be played. And today it's the seven-year-olds playing Coach Pitch, Belleville versus Washington County here in Sealy. Glad you're looking to tune in. We're on KWHI, and make sure you let everybody know so they can tune in on either on the app, website, or on the radio. We see the coaches right now playing pepper with the girls. Soft bun, and we see some nice catches out there, playing some ground balls. Again, at the end of the day, this is all about getting those fundamentals up, and having fun is the most important thing. The coaches will have the girls ready to come out and play a clean game, learn some softball, and who knows, maybe we have some of the future stars of these local teams, high school and college, on this field today. But we'll keep the focus on the girls having fun, and I'll make sure to keep everybody involved in how everything is going. The Brenham Cubettes, the Washington County Little League All-Stars are out in right field, huddling up and, you know, having a quick prayer, knowing what it's all about, having fun and, you know, keeping true to what's important. So they'll gather for a prayer while Belleville finishes warming up, and I'm sure they'll do the same for them here in a bit. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors and give them a chance to warm up.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh roasts and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, back here to BNPW Park, home of the Sealy Little League, where we're at Field 5 for Belleville versus Washington County. Warm-ups are all completed, prayers are all done, and all the pregame rituals are just about wrapped up. We have the umpires getting ready to meet with the coaches and make sure they go over all the rules and make sure we have a clean game between these two groups of young girls. It's a 7-year-old coach pitch for both of these teams, and this is the first action of the year for Little League, so plenty of excited faces in the crowd. Plenty of excited faces in the crowd and a lot of people ready to get this underway.
Hello, everyone. Greater Sealy Little League would like to welcome you to the 7-year-old All-Star Tournament. We encourage all parents, siblings, family, and friends to support each player and encourage everyone to cheer for their team. Please remember, this is youth recreation softball, and we expect all participants, fans, volunteers, and players alike to remember this. Everyone in attendance has a role. Players play, coaches coach, umpires officiate, and parents cheer. Negative and abusive comments towards players, umpires, or volunteers will not be tolerated. Comments of any kind towards the umpires are not permitted before, during, or after games. Violation can result in immediate dismissal from the park. This game is between Belleville and Washington County.
And there you hear the excitement as the announcements go underway, just making sure everybody understands exactly what this is all about. It's having fun and developing
skills. Is
there someone
from Belleville that would like to come announce the team?
And the skills of these young girls to for their future in this sport and the discipline, the many disciplines that come from playing team sports, and to make sure that we don't have any incidents from the crowd with the umpires, as they are doing their absolute best to call this game as fair as possible. And can't stress enough, it is all about just having fun for these girls and providing a good example for them to enjoy their time playing the sport. And as you heard on the announcements, they were waiting for a Belleville parent to come and call the Belleville lineup.
We said the national anthem, and then the national anthem, they know to have them run out, and then we'll do the national anthem names, of course, after that we start the time, everybody wants to hear their name called correctly.
Also gives me an opportunity to hear them out for the first time.
Okay, we'll do Washington County. Okay.
The umpire comes and just gets the word from the tournament directors here of what the plan is. Again, it is the first game of the year for everybody involved. So a lot of firsts happening right now. Coach is settling down the girls. As you can see, they're very excited to get out there and have some fun on both sides. Coach has already spoke
with
the umpires.
Your Washington County 7-year-old girls
the announcements for the
are
players.
Number 27, Lily Sinclair. Number 5, Paige Bedner. Number 13, Swayze Schrader. Number 7, Emma Duran. Number 2, Tyler Ogden. Double zeros, Eleanor Margis. Number 3, Emma Litke. Number 1, Brooke Henley. Number 11, Chase Kunkel. Number 8, Leighton Munns. Number 29, Swade Stickler. Number 10, Marin Capoletti.
And your coaches.
Oh, yeah, do you want to say
that?
And coaches. Good job, coaches. All right, for your Belleville Little League, 7-year Little League,
right, that was
number
Washington
one,
County.
Zoe Belleville. Willard. Number 2, Adeline Reckless. Number 7, Kennedy Self. Number 8, Hensley Woods. Number 9, Kinsey Dean. Number 10, Morgan Cooty. Number 12, Alyssa Castro. Number 15, Savannah Besselman. Number 23, Keegan Solly. Number 42, Ella Browning. Number 88, Kenna Duncan. And number 99, Ava Whitnaben.
All right, that is the lineups here for
okay,
the
everybody
Washington
please
County.
Rise for the national anthem.
And now we move to that.
The flag is behind us.
National anthem. No matter where you are, no matter how old you are, that is always a good indicator that it's time for a ball game with that beautiful national anthem. And we'll be back with that ball game. That's Belleville versus Washington County for the 7-year-old coach pitch after a word from our sponsors.
This is Ben Fletcher with Citizens State Bank, and I'd like to personally invite you to our block party in Somerville on Friday, June 6th from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're celebrating our 100th year of community, commitment, and the relationship that made it all possible. Enjoy refreshments all day, lunch, giveaways, and live music with special presentations starting at 10:30 a.m. It's our way of saying thank you for being part of our story. We'll see you Friday, June 6th at Citizens State Bank in Somerville. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Tieleman Construction and Steg & Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Steg & Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, back here to Sealy for the coach pitch game for the Little League All-Stars of Belleville and Washington County. First up for Washington County is going to be Ava Whitmaven. And she missed a couple pitches there. We are up to two strikes as she makes contact on that third pitch. Great swing by her. A couple of low pitches there by coach. So they do get a limit of five pitches. And she makes contact again, pops it up, and unfortunately going to go foul behind her. Good swing there by Ava. And next one's going to be... She gets a good swing, but unfortunately not able to make contact there. And she's going to head to the dugout, and that puts an out on the board. Up next for Washington County is going to be Kenzie Dean. And on the first one, Kenzie Dean, a little bit of a high pitch. She's going to take a swing and miss. That's going to make it one strike. As you see, she takes off and takes a couple emphatic practice swings. And on the next one, makes great contact as you hear the crowd go wild. Oh, am I? Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, that was Lily Sinclair.
Let's go, Swayze.
So here comes Swayze for Washington County. And she's going to put a one hop with a pitcher. Does a good. It's a good effort to get a hold of it, but not before Swayze can get to first base, and that's going to put runners on first and second for Washington County. So that's Swayze Schrader on first and Paige Bednar on second base. Apologize if we had a little bit of a mix-up with the lineups here. We've got it all squared away now. So with one out, here comes Emma Duran. first pitch damage. He takes good contact. He's going to go foul to third base. Pops it up, and a great play at third base. Good job of Morgan to track it down and make the grab. And now that's going to put another out on the board. Should make it two outs here. Oh, no, it was a double play on the fourth. So she made a catch on the out for the pop-up to third base and then tags the runner going to third. That's a double play. Great job there by Morgan Cutie. And that's going to do it for the top of the first inning. We'll be back with the bottom of the first with Washington County in the field and Belleville up to bat after a word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, back here to Sealy. Now it's Belleville's turn to bat as the crowd goes crazy. Out comes Ava Whitnaben. And her pink hat takes a couple emphatic practice swings there. She's excited to be out there. Here's the first one. And a one hopper, a little bit of a low pitch there by Coach. And she's going to step off for a couple of other practice swings with her pink helmet. And the next one's going to fall in front of the catcher again. And she holds her ground, no swing there. That's going to make it 2 balls. Good discipline here by Ava. And she's going to make good contact this time and puts it hard down the right side, but it goes foul over into the Washington County dugout. Just a little late on that one, but great swing and contact there by Ava. And she's going to swing hard again. Unfortunately, that one does get passed, and that's going to make it 2-2 now. And she makes contact, puts it down the third base line, and she's trying to outrun the throw. And she slides into first base. And the throw's going to get away from first base, and she's going to be able to take second base. Good hustle and heads-up running there from Ava. That's Ava Whitnaben now on second base with a leadoff single. Up next is going to be Kenzie Dean for Belleville. Also with the choice of a Barbie pink helmet.
Daddy!
And on the very first pitch, she's going to make good contact. And it's stopped by the pitcher who makes a great throw to first. And that's going to put an out at first. But off goes the runner from third to home. And that's Ava Whitnaben scoring a run. So after a fantastic play there by Lily St. Clair, who gets the hard hit up the middle and flips it over to first base for the out, Ava Whitnaven is able to hustle around the bases and score a run. Up next here is Keegan Sully on the first one, makes great contact just a little early, and she pulls it left side, foul, now past the third base line.
Straighten it out.
Umpire directing a little traffic here. There seems to be some confusion outfield as who's going to get the ball. And another one there by Solly, who she is able to pop it up again, but this time a little closer to her and still fouled on the left side. So that puts two strikes now on the board.
Relax. Have fun. Relax.
And on the left side, she puts a grounder right up the middle. And it comes to the second base, and she makes the throw to first. And what a play there. Swayze Schrader making the good catch at first base for another out. That puts two outs on the board for Washington County. Great play there. And Lily Sinclair directing traffic from her pitcher position, and a good job by over in second base by number two, Tyler Ogden. She's the one who made the stop, cut it off, and flipped it over to first to Swayze Schrader for the out. That puts two outs now. And up comes Savannah Besselman. And first pitch is going to get passed for a strike. And Savannah Besselman pulls one down the third base line, and it hops in fair. It's going to be called foul by the umpire. That was a close one there. Lifted up chalk, but did not make it past the base before it went foul. So Besselman with some good contact, just a little early on it. That's now two outs, two strikes, and she's going to put this one foul left side again.
Straighten it out, baby. Straighten it out.
And Washington County just needs one more out to get out of the inning. Here's the pitch. And that one was a swing and a miss by Besselman, but great swing on the pitch there. Just unfortunately gets past her.
This is it, baby. You got to swing.
You ready, girls? You ready? Go, go.
So with two strikes and two outs, 1-0 ball game. Besselman's going to make contact, and that one's going to go left side. Again, foul. Savannah making a lot of contact. Loves that left side. Almost got it fair on one of those, but unfortunately has been pulling it foul. But doing a great job of swinging the bat here. And again, she makes contact there. This one goes straight back. And she is fighting hard in this at-bat. And this one down the third baseline again. But goes foul before getting to third base. So Besselman's still alive here.
Hey, it's okay. You're still alive. You're all right.
Pressure is mounting. As you can see, she wants a hit. Let's see if she's going to get on this one. She puts it fair on the third base line this time. Good job. And outruns the throw. So that's going to put Savannah Besselman on first base. Good play there over in third base as well by Emma Duran to cut it off and limit it to a single. So the hard work pays off there for Besselman as she gets a single out of it. And with two outs, up comes Morgan Cute.
Wait, be ready!
And on the first one, she's going to take it for a foul, and a very intense stance from her. She's not falling for it. She's got to get one right down the middle to take a swing. You could tell that about her. She's going to put one up high. It's going to fall in front of the pitcher and then rolls. Here, as we wait for the call from the umpire, it was a very close one. It was right on the chalk.
There you go, Morgan!
Umpire's going to say that stayed fair, and that's going to put runners on first and second now. That's Morgan Cute at first and Savannah Besselman on second. And up next is going to be Ella Browning. Here the crowd needs an out here. Washington County side rooting their girls on, and with Ella Browning up, first one is going to be a swing and a miss on a bit of a low pitch there. So now Ella Browning with a 1-1 count. Nice high stance there from Ella with her, again, a Barbie pink helmet. There we are. And she puts it right down the third base line and making the play at third base is number 7, Emma Duran. Great play there. She cuts it off as it rolls down the third base line, gets a hold of it, and runs it over to third base, steps on the bag, and that retires the side. And the Washington County girls are extremely excited to get out of the inning. Only one run scored there, 1-0 in favor of Belleville, and we'll be back with the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts, too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
As we get started here, it's the top of the second inning. Washington County up to bat. And it's going to be Tyler Ogden, who we saw make a great throw in the bottom of the first from second base to first to get one of the outs in that inning. And here she is trying to do it at the plate now. Takes the first one for a strike. And a swing there, makes contact, but goes foul, unfortunately. 0-2 now. And Tyler Ogden puts one right down the middle. Second base comes up, makes a throw, but unfortunately to the left of first base. And around first base to second base goes Ogden. Oh, and she's trying for third, but she's going to think twice about it and head back and stay safe at second. Probably a good call there, but she was an eager beaver wanting third base.
Pay attention!
A little bit of miscommunication there. That was Keegan Solly who had the throw put to the left of her. She's not able to get to it at first base, but good effort there. And on the a good hit there by 00, that's Adeline Ruggles. She puts one right in the sweet spot in infield between the pitcher and shortstop, and that's going to give her a single. Up next is going to be Alyssa Castro. With no outs here, runners on the corners. First one's going to be a swing and a miss. 0-1. Some good hitting here from Washington County trying to respond to that one run in the first. Next one's going to get passed for another strike. And another swing there. By Emma Litke. But she's going to get her five swings. All right, so after Emma Lipke, here comes Brooke Henley. And that one's going to go foul backwards.
Go, Chase.
Oh, but on the swing and the miss, they're going to say that's it for Henley. But Brooke Henley goes out swinging. Here is Chase Coker. Keegan Solly, and she's going to get on base, and that's going to tie the game with one run. One run apiece here as Washington County is able to score. And that's number two, Tyler Ogden, coming around to score. And just after that, here's Leighton Mund, and she puts one fair. And that's going to load the bases for Washington County. And up comes number 29, Suede Stickler.
Hey, Lake May.
All right, and after two strikes there, for Suede Stickler, she is remaining enthusiastic. She's not going to let anything get her down. She is ready for a hit. Here's the next one to Stickler. And she's going to pop it up right over the head of the pitcher, and another run is going to score. That's double zero. Margist. Eleanor Margist comes to score, and that's now 2-1 in favor of Washington County. With two outs, they've made quite a response here after the one-run inning by Belleville in the first. And here comes Marin Capoletti. And on the very first swing, she's going to get a hit. And it's going to get past the infielder. One run is going to score. Here comes the second run. Will it beat the throw? It does! That's two runs. And that's number 11, Chase Uncle. And number 8, Leighton Mund. Getting a couple runs of their own. That's a two RBI single there for Marin Capoletti. And the very next pitch, there goes Willis. There goes Sinclair. And now it's with a 4-1 run lead, that's bases loaded again. And they're one run away from activating the five-run rule. Of course, in Little League, you can't score more than five runs in one inning. Something for everybody to keep in mind. So with two outs, up 4-1 with four runs in this one, in this inning right here. Up is Paige Bednar. First one's a strike.
Got it.
Yeah, and she's going to put one into a deep infield and falls into shallow center field. That's going to score a run. It might score two. Around comes the runner. And that's going to be two runs for Washington County. That's Capoletti coming in along with Suede Stickler. Only one of those will count, though, with the five-run rule. But still plenty of effort from the girls, and it'll count in their minds because that is a run scored by both of them.
We already have one, I think.
That was 1-1.
All right, we'll be back for the bottom of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryant College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, back here to Sealy for the bottom of the second inning. Up to bat's going to be Belleville. Here in this coach pitch matchup between Belleville and Washington County. Washington County just had a 5-run top of the second after Belleville had a 1-run bottom of the first. So that's the score 5-1 here, and Belleville looking to respond after that huge inning for Washington County. And first pitch there, you make some contact, but fouled off, making it a strike. And that's Adeline Ruggles up. And the next one's going to be a strike again. And Ruggles will head to the dugout after a strong at-bat there, but unfortunately not able to get on base. And that will bring up Kenna Duncan. She gets in her stance and puts one down the third baseline, and it trickles foul as she was hustling to first base. That's going to make it 1-1 to her. Evens up the count. Good effort, though, on the swing there. Nice form. And she's going to put this one up high, and it's going to fall fair. And it's going to stay fair, even though it trickles past the line. Oh, no, it's going to be a foul ball. 1-2. And she's going to hustle back over to the home plate. Umpire's going to get her back for her. Good hustle there. And while we've seen plenty of Barbie pink helmets, Kenna chose a black helmet. And next one's going to be, she's going to swing on that one, and it gets past her for another strike, so she'll head over to the dugout. And up comes Alyssa Castro. Two outs. Alyssa's going to look to make some contact, and again, continuing the trend of the Barbie pink helmet. First one's going to be a strike. Here's the second one, and going to be another strike there. 0-2 now. So with two outs, she needs to make some contact here. And you can see she's very enthusiastic, has that low stance, shrinking the strike zone, and fouls this one back. Gives the umpire a little bit of a scare there as it jumps back at him off the foul ball. And on the next one, she puts a ground ball to the pitcher, and the throw is going to be in time. A great play there by the pitcher, number 27 for Washington County. That's Lily St. Clair. And St. Clair made a great catch there. gets a hold of the ball, gets control, flips it over to first base to Swayze Schrader, and that's the third out of the inning. That'll retire the side, and we'll be back with the top of the third after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top-quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
So Washington County, after having an on fire top of the second inning, scoring five runs, they then come out with a bottom of the second inning where they go three up, three down against Belleville. And now they'll have a chance to put some more points on the board as they'll be up to bat here in the top of the third inning. Starting things off here in Sealy. Again, that's Belleville versus Washington County in the seven-year-old coach pitch tournament. Our first Little League action of the year, and it is a great environment right now. You have plenty of entering going on, not an empty seat in the house, with many people bringing their own seats as well. Plenty of excitement for this game. You can tell we're very anticipated to get this league, this Little League All-Star season started, and plenty of people from both communities out here to support. And first off, number 13 is going to make a great hit for Washington County. I apologize, that's Swayze Schrader. And she's going to get to first base. Good job there. Good hustle to beat the throw. So to lead off the top of the third inning, Swayze Schrader with a single. And that was going to be popped up by Emma Duran. And she's going to get herself a single here. Oh, going around second to third is Schrader, and she's going to stop right there at third as coach stops her in her tracks. She was wanting home, and you can see her talking with coach there. I wanted to score. But coach said, you'll have your chance. Patience is a virtue, and that's what this is all about, is learning discipline and growing the fundamentals in these girls' games. Swayze Schrader, great job there. It's her second single. And another one stays fair there. That's Tyler Ogden as she gets an RBI, and Swayze Schrader gets her wish as she comes in to score. So three straight hits here for Washington County. That puts runners on the corners. That's Ogden on first, Duran on third. And a good hit there by Emma Litke. She puts it fair down the left side. How about it? Eleanor Margist. And now Litke pops one up, and it falls fair as well. And that'll advance the runners and load the bases. So consecutive hits there, and it's been five straight singles here.
Let's go, Brooke.
Two more runs being scored, and up comes Brooke Henley. Takes first one for a strike. And here's the second pitch to Brooke. And Brooke makes contact, puts a foul, and umpire snags it before the catcher can make a play. apologizes to the catcher. Ava Whitmaiden. And coming home was Tyler Ogden, but she gets tagged out. Good heads up play there by Belville. That puts a out up on the board and saves a run. So still 7-1 here in favor of Washington County. And this one fouled back. That's Chase Kokel. And the next one by Chase, she's going to let that one go by for another strike. Chase Kunkel. And she beats on home plate, enthusiastic for a hit here. She feels this is the one right here. And she's going to take it for a ball. Good discipline there. And she's going to swing on this one, and that's going to be right down the middle to the pitcher. The pitcher is looking for where to throw the ball, but Chase is going to be able to beat the throw to first, and that's going to score a run as well. So that makes it now 8-1 as Chase gets herself an RBI, and Eleanor Marges scores. So 8-1 here, 3 runs scored in this inning. And here's Leighton Mund. Makes contact, puts a foul left side.
Hey, stay back, sis.
So here's for Leighton Mund, and oh, she almost gets a hold of that one on the end of the bat, but it's just past bat. She's going to smack down on home plate with that bat. Saying, come on, coach, over home plate, right here. And coach puts it right there for her. And it's going to stay fair for the pitcher. Can they make the play at home plate? And they do just that. And that's going to put 2 outs on the board as Letty was coming home, and plenty of hustle from her, but also plenty of hustle from the Belleville pitcher. That's Keegan Solly, who comes up and makes the tag at home to prevent a run and put a second out on the board. Now 8-1. Here is Suede Stickler. He's going to watch the first one go by for a strike. 0-1.
Good job, Keegan.
That'll retire the side. The third strike makes that the third out of the inning. And we'll be back with the bottom of the third with Washington County leading 8-1, and Belleville with a chance to respond in the bottom of the third after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use our private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay.
All right, back here to Sealy, where Washington County just scored another three runs to make their lead 8-1. But Belleville up to bat now in the bottom of the third. They will have their chance here to respond. And up first to bat is going to be Kennedy Self. The black helmet, long braids. Or long single braids, sorry. And first one's going to be a swing and miss there by Self. A little bit of a low pitch there by Coach. Here's the second pitch. And she can make contact, pops it up into the infield, and it's going to fall nicely in the infield. And that's going to be a single for Kennedy Self to lead off this bottom of the third on a positive note. And catcher Marges flips the bat out of the way and says, gets out of here so we can get next to the next at bat. And Coach comes out, gets a hold of it. And up next to swing is going to be Zoe Willard. And she's going to pop it up almost identically to Kennedy Self. But this time, they're going to learn from it. Those Washington County makes the grab and jogs it over to second base to get the out at second. And Willard's trying to take second base. She's going, and she's going to get it. And the throw gets past second base, so she's going to go for third. And she got third. She's rounding third. She's going to try to score. Here she comes, and that's going to be a score for Zoe Willard. Good heads-up base running there as the throw got past second and gave her the opportunity to go around all bases for home plate, and she gets a run, and that makes it 8-2. Still in favor of Washington County. After Kennedy Self gets caught at second, it opens up the door for Zoe Willard to go around all the bases for a run. And this is going to be fouled left side. And that's Hensley Woods up to bat. And she fouls the first one off. That'll make it 0-1. And on the next one, it's going to make it 0-2. Pitch gets passed. And on the next one, that one's also going to get passed. And she looks at it and knew she had one there, but she'll get it next time as she heads over to the dugout. So back to the top of the order, that's Ava Whitnaben. She's been playing catcher here for Belleville, and she's going to take the first one down low for a ball. Make it 1-0. Scoring number 99, and she gets this one to take a one hopper in front of the pitcher, and she's going to beat the throw to first. Let's see what the umpire calls. He's going to say that she did not beat the throw, and that's going to retire the side. What a fantastic play there by Lily St. Clair. Comes up and grabs the one hopper and puts it on a rope over to first base. And that's going to retire the side with the third out. And we'll be back with the top of the fourth after a word from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Back here to Sealy for the top of the fourth inning, and it'll be Washington County up to bat after a one-run inning by Belleville and a three-run inning by Washington County. In the third, that's going to make it 8-2 in favor of Washington County. And it was a very impressive play there by Lily St. Clair. Got a one-hopper over in the pitcher position and put it on a dime to first base to beat the runner. That's what retired the side in the bottom of the third. So now getting ready for the top of the fourth. Belleville will take the field and get in their positions. And a very excited crowd here today because it's the first action of Little League All-Stars for the year 2025. It's their first chance to see these groups compete together. Of course, a lot of these girls play a lot of softball throughout the year. It's just part of the season. But part of the season that I'm sure they are grateful for. And there's been plenty of back and forth. The coaches are really into it, you know, having fun, giving the girls great instructions, and building their fundamentals on both sides. And here we come as we get a walkout song for one of the players. That's number 10 for Washington County coming out. And that's Marin Capoletti. And on the first pitch, she's going to get a hold of that one. One hopper right to the pitcher. And the pitcher's going to try to put it on the rope to first. And the throw is not going to get there in time. A good throw there. Just plenty of hustle there by Capoletti to beat it. And Besselman made the right play. Got up to it and threw it to first. But Capoletti able to... Oh, and as we're getting some... Get the crowd mic up here as we are getting some walkout music for these batters for Washington County. And first going to be fouled back, coming right over here to test my reflexes. Fouled right back into the netting. 0-1 here. As it's Lily St. Clair up to bat. And she's going to foul this one again, 0-2. Making good contact, just a little late on it. You can tell she's got all the fundamentals. As she gets some instructions there from coach, she's going to stare down her bat and get in the zone here. Let's see if she's in the zone, and she is! She puts it down the third baseline. It's going to get past two infielders and into shallow left field. And that'll be a single for Lily Sinclair. It was her play that got the out at to end the last inning. And now she gets a hit here as the second batter at the top of the fourth. And here comes Paige Bednar. Now the crowd's really getting into it as they want to see some fireworks, and Paige Bednar's looking to give it to him. That's going to be a foul on the right side. Good contact there from Paige. Just a little late as she pushes it right. So that'll make it 0-1. No outs, runners on first and second, and she fouls this one straight down into home plate. Kind of went at a 90-degree angle off her bat and died on home plate. So I make it 0-2. So an unfortunate bounce there, and she gives home plate a beating for it with the bat. And the next one, she's going to take a good swing on it. Unfortunately, does not make contact. That's going to take her over the dugout. She'll head over, knowing she could have had that one. Just an unfortunate bounce there on the second pitch that went right down in the home plate and kind of stayed there. But don't worry, she smacked home plate with that bat and let him know he did not let the plate know. Did not do any favors there. On the very next one, Schrader's going to put him right down the middle and it rolls all the way to center field. And that might clear the bases. That's going to be two runs scored here. Will it be a third? The throw is coming in. And around comes Schrader for an inside the park home run. So that's a three-run inside the park home run for Swayze Schrader. And on the very next pitch, here's another hit that almost gets to right field, but able to get to the bases, Emma Duran.
Let's go, Tyler!
And the two runs that scored were, of course, Lily St. Clair and Paige Bednar, adding a couple more runs to their solid day so far. On the very next one, Tyler Ogden's going to pop one up to third base and cut off there by Zoe Willard. Not before it rolls foul, so that'll keep it from going anywhere else. And that'll be one out up. Now Emma Duran's going to go for second. And Ogden trying to get to first, and the throw is going to be on time. So plenty of hustle there by Ogden, but a good throw from Besselman. Throws her out at first. But not before number 7, Emma Duran, is able to get to second base. So now with two outs, a runner in scoring position is Emma Duran over at second. Low. And up comes Eleanor Margist. Who's on a bit of a hitting streak here. And she's going to pop one up fair, and it's going to fall right in front of home plate. Umpire's going to say it rolled foul. So an unfortunate bounce there for Margist. Fortunate for Belleville, as that'll keep the runner from advancing. Keeps Duran at second. And next pitch is going to be a ball from Coach. Come on, Coach, let's get something over the plate here. So 1-1 count now. And she gets one over the plate, and Marge is going to put it over into second base, and it's going to trickle over in front of second base, and around third base comes Duran, and she's going to score another run. And that's going to make it 12-2 in favor of Washington County as Duran scores another run for her. Nice RBI there by Eleanor Margist. Not her first of the day, as she's had a solid outing. So has all of these Washington County girls, and Belleville also having a great game. And Litke's going to come on, put a hard grounder right down the middle. And the throw to first is going to be in time. A fantastic play there by Belleville. That's specifically Adeline Ruggles, who's able to flip it over to first in time to get the third out of the inning. And that'll retire the side. But not before the Washington County was able to put up another four runs. That makes it 12-2 in their favor. We'll be back with the bottom of the fourth with Belleville a chance to respond after a word from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the Elite Baseball and Softball Training Facilities, the Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
Hey, Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Burnham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine on and off the field.
We have a schedule up on our website every day. All right, as we come back here to Celia, Belleville up to bat against Washington County in this 7-year-old coach pitch matchup. And at the moment, it's 12-2 in favor of Washington County. And up to bat is going to be Kenzie Dean for Belleville. First one is going to be a hard swing by Dean, but unfortunately not able to get the ball there. 0-1. On the 0-1, she's going to watch go past for a ball. Good discipline there. And a good eye seeing that was going low. So I'm sure she's looking at her coach to give her something over the plate here. And in the strike zone. And the coach does just that, and she puts one right to second base. But a great play there as they get the ball over to Mackenzie Schrader in time. And that's number two, Tyler Ogden, cutting it off and flipping it over to first base for a fantastic play at second base. Took a step to her left, did Ogden, scoops it up and flips it to Swayze Schrader with plenty of time to get the out. And on the first batter, that's the first out of the inning. And up comes Keegan Solly. First one's going to be a strike, 0-1. And with the 0-1, Keegan Solly, a strong swing there. She was looking to smash that one, but it does get passed for another strike, 0-2. And with that 0-2, here is the pitch, and that one's going to be down low. Good eye there by Solly. Let's that one get past and make it a 1-2 count. Coach teaching her that not every pitch is going to be a strike. So, got to pick and choose, and that one's going to be pulled left side. Good contact at the end of the bat there for Solly, but just a little early on it as she pulls it past the third baseline for a foul ball. So 1-2, one out, nobody on here for Belleville. At the top of the fourth. And that was going to be left side.
You're still alive, you're still alive.
Bob Hodges went to the bottom of the fourth.
Take a deep breath, have some fun.
Oh, why did I correct myself? We are at the top.
Send it over his head.
Got to go with your gut instinct sometime. Let's see if Sally does here. She does exactly that. As she puts it fair down third baseline, up high, line drive into left field. And she's going to come around to second base, and that's going to be a stand-up double for her. She's going for third, and she's going to get there. That's a beautiful triple there for Keegan Solly. She put one into a perfect position, and she pulled that one just like she did the one that went foul. She adjusts her timing this time and puts it into left field away from everybody, and that gives her enough time to go around for three bases. So a triple there from Keegan Solly.
Nice, you're good. Let's go. Hey, let's go, Teddy.
Up next is going to be Savannah Besselman. And this is going to be fouled left side by Besselman. A little early. She'll be looking to do what her teammate Keegan Solly just did, adjust her timing and put one right down that third base line.
Let's go, three, let's go, get ready.
And she's going to put one high down the third base line and right on cue, puts it exactly there, just like Keegan Solly. She put that one in the left field and stays fair. That one had some eyes on it, as it stays just to the right of the third base line. And not only that, it's going to score Keegan Solly, so that's going to make it now 12-3. And some nifty hitting here for Belleville so far. And up next is going to be Morgan Cute. And she's going to put this one off of Coach's foot. And unfortunately, straight to Ogden. So Coach, it coming off Coach's foot there may have given Ogden an assistance, but great concentration there by Ogden to cut it off and flip it to Swayze Schrader in first base. That does score a run, though, but it does put two outs on the board. So now 4-12. And, of course, that was Savannah Besselman scoring. So Besselman comes around, and up comes Ella Browning. Of course, it's going to be a strike for Browning, 0-1. Two outs and nobody on. Browning looking to give Belleville runners. And she's going to watch this one go inside for a ball, 1-1. And that one's going to make it 1-2. As Lily St. Clair comes up to make the catch, getting a little catching practice in there from her catcher, Margist. And this is going to be a short chopper that falls right in front of the pitcher's circle, and Ella Browning's going to beat the throw. Good hustle there by Lily St. Clair, but also good hustle on the Belleville side by Ella Browning, who's able to get the first base in time. And we've seen plenty of strong throws and great plays from that pitcher circle from Lily St. Clair. But nonetheless, that puts Ella Browning on first base. And now Adeline Ruglis. And she's going to put a ground ball right up the middle that bounces off a glove. And Ella Browning's going to get to second and Ruglis to first. That's going to put runners on first and second for Belleville. As they're putting on a little inning of their own here. And the catcher, Marge, is going to flip that bat over to Belleville and make sure they get their equipment back to get to the next at bat. So after the single by Ruglis, that puts runners on first and second, and up comes Kenna Duncan. And that first one's going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. That's Ella Browning at second in scoring position. Duncombe's going to be looking to bring her in. And next one's going to be a swing and a miss there for Duncan. Good cut there, but not to find the ball there. She can make contact with that. It'll be devastating. And she makes contact this time, puts it fair on the third base line. Can Ella Browning beat the run to third? But a great hustle play there from the Washington County girls, and that's going to retire the side, as that's number 7, Emma Duran, coming up and making the grab and hustling over to third base to get the third out of the inning, and that'll limit the damage at 4 runs for Belleville. So 4-12 in favor of Washington County. We'll be back with the top of 5th inning after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
So as we get ready here for the top of the 5th inning, it'll be Washington County coming out to bat with Belleville taking the field. 7-year-old coach pitch matchup here in Sealy. And in the top of the 5th, it's 12-4 in favor of Washington County. But Belleville able to respond there with a couple runs in the 4th. and really some great hitting that put two line drives in the left field for Belleville. As they'll come out and practice, there has been some good fielding as well. But of course, to beat good fielding, you gotta have some solid hitting. And we've had solid hitting from both sides here today. And the crowd now at a maximum. There is not an empty seat in field five in Sealy here. But as we get ready to start things off here in the top of the fifth, up comes Brooke Henley to bat. And on deck will be Chase Kunkel. And Henley's going to prop one up and put one in front of the pitcher and be able to beat the throw to first. That'll be a single for Henley. Great job there. Plenty of hustle, and as the throw gets away, she's going to go to second. And she will get second. That puts Chase Kunkel on second base now. Lead off to lead things off here.
Let's go, Chase.
Up next will be Leighton Mund. And she'll take the first one for a ball. Didn't even flinch there. Saw it the whole way. 1-0.
Let's go, Chase.
Oh, I apologize. That was Chase Kunkel, and before that was Brooke Henley. So now that puts Chase Kunkel on first and Henley on second. Oh, Kunkel on third.
Stay back, Chase.
So now with Henley on third and Kunkel on first, that's runners on the corners here for Leighton Munn. Munn's going to put this one down the first base line. And a good play there by Belleville to cut off the runner at first. And Chase Kunkel's hustling over to third. And she's going to get to third. After Keegan Saul, he's able to make a solid play on first. Chase Kunkel takes advantage and gets all the way to third base after a run scored by Brooke Henley. That makes it now 13-4. And Chase Kunkel over on third base. And here is number 29, Suede Stickler. And Chase Kunkel looking to get over the home plate. And she slides in. And the play at the plate is not going to be in time. That's going to be a hard run there from Chase Kunkel. Great hustle there. She slides under the pitcher who came running in to try to get her out at home. But not in time. Chase Kunkel slides in for a tremendous run there.
It's all right. Let's go.
And we just got to make sure everybody's okay, as that was a little bit of a collision there at home plate. So that was Suede Stickler with the single, and she gets over to first base. And that brings up Marin Capoletti as we check on Besselman. Besselman, who's the one who had the collision at home plate that Kunkel was able to beat out for the slide. And it looks like she's all right, and we'll continue as here's Marin Capoletti. And first one's going to get past Capoletti. So 0-1 now. And that'll make it 0-2 to Capoletti with one out and a runner on first. They just scored another two runs in this inning. Now it's 14-4 in favor of Washington County. And that was going to be hit fair for Capoletti. And she's hustling to first. She's going to get there. And Stickler is going to get the second, but she's going to advance to third after the throw goes to first. And she'll get to third. So now that's runners on the corners with Capoletti on first and Stickler on third. So a hitting barrage here by Washington County. And a turning point in this inning was the huge play at home plate by Chase Kunkel beating out Besselman for the slide. And what was fantastic, also played by both girls. And up next, on the pop-up by Sinclair, a fantastic play at second base on the pop-up. And runners will score, but a little bit of confusion as the runners have to get back to their bases. And now Keegan Solly needs to tag Capoletti, but they're going to go ahead and say the tag on the base was enough for a force out. And that'll be the third out of the inning, and that'll retire the side, but not before Washington County was able to put another three runs up on the board. That makes it 15-4 in favor of Washington County. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the bottom of the fifth inning.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments. Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, back here to Sealy, where the Belleville has just unfortunately conceded a 10-run rule to Washington County. There's a bit of a confusion there to end the game, as we had some runners having to tag back and all that, but they did count the run. One of them was able to get all the way through and not tag back on base. So umpire makes the call. That's the 15th run, or the 14th run, compared to Belleville's four runs. So that's a 10-run rule after five innings. And with Washington County girls winning their first softball game of the Little League All-Star season. So congratulations to Washington County, and Belleville put up a strong fight, but unfortunately will not get the win today. It had to be somebody's night. Just happened to be Washington County's night tonight. So we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for some post-game wrap-up.
Mr. Winchild in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Winchild prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Winchell's crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street, or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, as we wrap things up here in Sealy, today it was the first Little League All-Star game for softball between Washington County and Belleville. And today, Washington County was the triumphant side in a 10-run rule, 14-4 in favor of Washington County. And as things clear out here, everybody's just happy to be out. And, of course, never happy with the loss on the Belleville side, but they did fight hard and plenty of good things on their side. Not some fancy hitting there by a few of their girls and plenty of good fielding by their team. But on the Washington County side, they had a real, real good time having fun with it. The dugout on both sides getting into it. And most importantly, the crowd supporting their girls. They did plenty of that getting into it. I tell you what, there was not a single empty seat in the house, and that's considering a lot of people brought their own seats and probably had to with how big of a crowd we had today for the opening day. But that is going to be the result of the game. But, of course, the result is not as important as the experience for these young girls. And I truly feel that everybody had a great experience here today. It was a nice, clean game. We had some fantastic hustle plays. A pivotal moment in that game was Chase Kunkel beating out a hustle play from Besselman over at home plate, where she dove under the tag, and really a play that could have gone either way with a lot of hustle from both girls ends up in favor of Washington County, and so does the game, 14-4. So if you're looking to catch some Little League All-Star action this year, come on down. We'll have all of the schedules posted every day before the games and throughout the week, so stay tuned to KWHI.com, and we'll be back with a little bit more post-game action after a word from our sponsors.
You've always dreamed of building a barndominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham, or visit ddmbuildings.com.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials. Wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Stegen Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
As we conclude the first game of the Little League All-Star season for softball today, it was Washington County over Belleville, 14-4, in what was a very fun game. Special thanks to B&PW Park for hosting these games. It is the home of Sealy Little League. So, of course, here in Sealy, and the facilities have been great. Plenty of concessions, and we have games all over the place. And there are more games starting at 7:30. So if you want to catch yourself some in-person action of some Little League All-Star games, and you can still swing by and have time to maybe catch some fun out here. The crowds are great. There's plenty of good concessions. And the game is still going strong. And this game between Belleville and Washington County, you know, there's plenty of highlights to talk about. Still 14-4, but the game was a lot closer than you would expect for a score like that, as both sides of these girls fought hard, and most importantly, they had a lot of fun out there playing the game, which is really what all of this is about. And the coaches doing their absolute best to teach the girls something new every play, giving them good advice and building their fundamentals, because this is something to help them grow their skills and learn all the many different teachings that playing a team sport can teach, like discipline and teamwork and leadership. And all of these girls really display that today. Plenty of sportsmanship shown by both sides, and plenty of hustle. We had a lot of hustle plays with girls competing and sprinting to bags and sprinting to home plate, trying to beat each other out. Fortunately for Washington County, it was their day today as they win this one. But again, nothing lost for both teams. They both came out, had a really fun time, and that's what this is all about. You know, now the fans are all getting together. You see some Belleville fans hanging out with Brenham fans and just making a good experience and example for these young ladies for the future. And we'll be back with a little bit more post-game action after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish never.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Bluebell Groom's Cake Ice Cream is renewing its vows on the frozen aisle. Milk chocolate ice cream with chocolate cake pieces, chocolate-coated strawberry hearts, swirls of strawberry sauce, and chocolate icing. See you at the reception.
The good old days. Are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch, and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings, or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
So as the sun begins to set out here in Sealy, we still got a few more minutes left of sunlight, and there's still plenty of the crowd still around taking pictures for both sides, Belleville and Washington County, as they just had a blast out there. It was the first game for these 7-year-old softball teams, all Little League All-Stars. And as the season kicks off, it was Washington County for Belleville in this first game. But there's still plenty of games going on as Sealy now takes the field here in Field 5. And that's right, plenty of fields here in the Sealy to partake in plenty of Little League All-Star games. And they will continue throughout the night with the next round starting at 7:30. And that will be the last round. But for this round, it was Washington County able to triumph over Belleville with a game of 14-4. And what has been a wonderful experience, I believe, for both sides is that you can tell by everybody still hanging out, having some concessions, cracking jokes, and thanking everybody for coming out. Plenty of friends, family, and friends and family out to support these young girls and show them what sports is all about, because at the end of the day, it's not about winning or losing. It's about coming out, playing as hard as you can, and having a good time doing it while you can. We all know it doesn't last forever. Everybody's told at one point or another that they can't play the kids game anymore. Some people told at 18, some people told at 40, but everybody's told, and they should enjoy it while they can, and they did so here today. It was Washington County triumphing 14-4 over Belleville. So they get the win with some great hustle shown by both girls and some nifty hitting, just some bounces that went Washington County side were the difference today. And with everybody still enjoying the park here, there's still plenty of time to have some more fun, which I'm sure everybody plans on doing so. Smell the concessions from here, and everybody is lining up here in between ball games. So we'll be back with a final post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their All-Star Tournament games.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as the sun sets here in Sealy, special thanks to all the faculty and everybody here at B&PW Park, as well as everybody that came out to support the girls today as we kick off the Little League All-Star season. First game was that we will be covering was the 7-year-old coach pitch, 7-year-old starting today, and 8-year-olds will be starting on Friday. All the information you need for the Little League All-Stars will be on KWHI.com throughout the week, so make sure to stay tuned. Today it was Washington County over Belleville for the first softball game of the Little League All-Star year, and both teams had plenty of fun. Matter of fact, plenty of parents, fans, friends, and some of the girls still having fun over here in the crowd, as that's what it's all about, coming out. It's good sportsmanship, good fun, and we saw plenty of that, plenty of highlights, plenty of hustle, plenty of sportsmanship, and plenty of learning about the game of softball. And that'll do it for us today. Again, Washington County beating Belleville 14-4 in the first softball matchup of the year in 7-year-old Coach Pitch All-Star, Little League All-Star Tournament. And my name is Javi Jr., signing off. Catch you next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by Woods & Lumber Company, H-E-B & Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Blue Bell Creamery, Pod Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Fram Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger & Brenham, Dominant Associates, BBR Materials, Glenn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Filski Water Well Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morelis Meat Markets, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score was Washington County 15 to Belleville 4. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Thanks for listening, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.